Welcome to today's episode of Tech Talk Unplugged. I'm your host, and today we're diving into a fascinating intersection of nostalgia and innovation. Have you ever thought about running a Minecraft server? Yes, Minecraft, that pixelated realm of blocky adventures written in COBOL, one of the oldest programming languages out there? Sounds wild, right? Well, today, we're unraveling the mysteries behind COBOLcraft, a Minecraft server that's not just a quirky idea, but a fully fleshed-out project. Now let's start with a little context. You might be wondering, why COBOL? Well, for many, COBOL has this reputation of being archaic, mostly used in business applications and largely ignored by the younger generation of coders. One brave developer decided to take on a challenge to create a Minecraft server using COBOL. Imagine the excitement and probably some stress of venturing into a territory that's not traditionally meant for low-level data manipulation, particularly when you're trying to build a game server. So, what does COBOLcraft bring to the table? First and foremost, it supports Minecraft's latest version. Who doesn't want infinite terrain to explore and the thrill of multiplayer interaction? With up to 10 players online at once, it provides that classic Minecraft allure. Players can break and place blocks, interact with items, and even chat with friends, all features that make gameplay so engaging. Let's unpack some of the technical aspects. The server is developed using NewCOBOL and is meant for Linux. Now I know what you're thinking, how on earth do you set that up? Well, it's quite the process. You need to install a few components like Java, and after that you can build and run the server right with a simple command. It's like a coding recipe. Just mix the right ingredients and voila, your server is up. And here's the kicker, initially it's only available on your local machine. So if you want to share it with friends, things get a bit trickier, involving Docker and some clever network configurations. Fun, right? Now, what makes COBOLcraft even more interesting is how it manages to handle Minecraft's diverse data structures. Different blocks have specific properties like states and interactions. Imagine trying to code the physics of a door opening or the flickering of a torch in COBOL. The developer had to dive deep to ensure a smooth interaction, which required a fair amount of specialized coding. It's a creative engineering feat and a true testament to problem solving in the programming world. But let's not forget the learning curve here. The creator of COBOLcraft had no prior COBOL experience. That's like jumping into a deep end without knowing how to swim. The idea was to create a living project as a way to learn. Sounds like a thrilling yet daunting adventure, right? Speaking of learning, if you're curious about COBOL or the Minecraft protocol, there are fantastic resources out there, including the NewCOBOL Programmer's Guide and the Minecraft Protocol documentation. They're perfect for those feeling inspired to tinker a bit. And just to keep things clear, this is all done in the spirit of fun and creativity. COBOLcraft is not affiliated in any way with Minecraft's official brand, but is more of a hands-on experiment showcasing the adaptability of coding skills. As we wrap up today's discussion, let's reflect on how this project highlights something fascinating about technology, bending the rules and expectations of programming languages to create something new and exciting. It's a reminder that innovation doesn't always come from the latest software. Sometimes it's just about thinking outside the box, or in this case, the block. So if you have a passion for coding, gaming, or even nostalgia for the 90s computing world, I encourage you to explore your own projects. Who knows what whimsical creations you could come up with? Thanks for joining me on this journey into COBOLcraft. Until next time, keep tinker.